The composer and performer Laurie Anderson was inspired by the novel to write a strange, cool, modern opera. Her songs and stories for Moby Dick premiered in 1999, and here's a taste of it.
And I'm thinking about two well-known epic American stories that are about work and control. And they're both stories about teams of people working in ships. And the stories are Star Trek and Moby Dick. And their ships, the Enterprise and the Pequod. And these stories are separated by almost 150 years. And although they have a lot in common, very long voyage, powerful captain, dangerous encounters and wild adventures, they couldn't be more different. In the Star Trek series, the ship is pretty high-tech, and the immaculate workers are endlessly typing commands into their computers and talking into their headsets, presumably affecting the course of the ship somehow. But the person who's really in charge is up on the bridge. And the plot of each episode is the same. Everybody's working away, and suddenly, for some reason or other, the ship goes out of control, and the captain starts yelling from the bridge. "I've lost control! I've lost control of the ship." Now, losing control is the worst thing that could happen. And the whole plot of the story is how the captain regains control of the ship. And it's no coincidence that the whole drama happens in the control room. Now, in Moby Dick, the ship is also pretty high-tech. It's a kind of floating factory. At least by 19th century standards it is. And there's the hard-working crew and the captain. Except in this ship, the captain is completely crazy. But what finally happens in Moby Dick is pretty horrendous. The captain goes more or less insane. The ship is snapped in half. The crew drowns. And the captain is dragged to the bottom of the ocean by the whale he's been fanatically hunting. The end. And there aren't even any little epigrams, like in King Lear, when at the end the king learns that he can love some people just a little bit. In Moby Dick, it all just ends. And it's such an incredibly dark story. I mean, you can't imagine telling a story like that now. For example, the Enterprise explodes in a huge accident, and all the debris from the wreck gets sucked into a black hole. And in the last shot, there's a single spaceman turning around, swinging around and around, alone in space. Call me Ishmael. The end. Now, this would never happen, even if it was the very last episode, and the series was slated to go permanently off the air. But what I'm trying to say is that here we are in the late 20th century, and we're designing our own personal control rooms. And the stories we tell ourselves are about how to get more and more perfect, more and more in control.